You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Faye Ray, and welcome to the Children's Story Hour, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. In the Children's Hour, we will tell children stories, interview children book authors, musicians, and do live children's plays. And we will talk to our favorite child, your child. Don't miss the Children's Hour with Miss Faye Ray on TalkTainmentRadio.com. After all, we are all children at heart.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with the Children's Hour. Hi, I'm Miss Faye Ray, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. I've had my guest, Mr. Joseph Ponder, in the studio previously this year, in the month of March. He came in with his wonderful, wonderful poetry and bedtime stories and all of the things that you love to hear. But on today's show, he is here with his brother, Jamel Ponder, to the Children's Hour to talk about his book, the collaboration that both of them have done together as a team. And the book is entitled The Crossover That Won the Game. Yay! How you doing, Joseph Ponder?
I'm fine, Miss Faye Ray, and yourself?
I'm just fine, too. And we're going to have Jamel get on the line with us and discuss this wonderful materials that you two have been working on and wanting to share that with the listeners of the Children's Hour. And what a delight it is to have your sibling work on a show with you, a book with you, travel with you, grow up together, and just enjoy all of the work and the ins and out of life. And see, that's what that crossover book that they've written is going to do. It's going to let you know about determination, confidence, self-esteem, perseverance, and all of the different things that you would go through under the game of basketball. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, all right. So you brought the book with you today?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I've had a great time reading it. I love the illustrations and everything that's going on with the book. We're going to have Jamel join in with us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jamel. He's going to talk to us later on. Jamel right now is in Rochester, New York, and he's going to call in and help us get through this exciting, marvelous book of learning through the game of basketball. So tell us, how did you come up with this ideal of that crossover that won the game?
Well, one morning I woke up and I was thinking about a guy named Coach Crossover who teaches at Confidence Elementary, and I just start putting it together. Then I got with Jamel, who's a very prolific writer, and we was only going to write one book, but we've decided to write a total of 10.
Wow. 10 books on
yes.
on the subject of that crossover that won the game.
Yes.
So is it always going to be that title?
Pretty much, but each book represents something different.
I see. Okay. Cool. Wow. So you want to start reading some of it now, or you want to what do you want to do? Tell us a little bit about how you came up with it.
Well, I would like Jamel to kind of like expound on things.
Okay.
He's so smart.
All right. Try to get him in here on the call and hear what Jamel has to say about the awesome work that he has done.
Yes, he did a great job.
Jamel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Jamel! Thank you for joining us. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we're on the air. We got our producer that's got our back these days. So as we were trying to introduce you and Joseph's project, that crossover that won the game, want to give us a little insight on your behalf, because Joe told us about how he came up with the idea. Do you want to give your insights?
The story began, or the idea from it really was from a basketball game that I was playing in, and initially it was just a single idea. It was a pretty short book, and I came to Joe and I said, "Hey, how about we make an outline?" Outline, you know, like of a full series, and it ended up turning into this 10-book series, which really shapes up in an amazing way, and it turns into a story of a young kid who really goes through a lot and experiences a significant level of low self-esteem, and just to see kind of how he grows and how he comes to experience a great deal of success just based on the idea of having a role model and learning not to stop at the point of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I call it a marvelous self-help tool for young and old through the story of the game of basketball. But you have a great, great way of saying that too, and building that confidence, determination, and you know, just all of the things that one will experience early on through the game of basketball. So in a real life situation, this story is about you, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what was the situation that brought you to this book about the crossover?
As a kid, I enjoyed basketball, obviously. But one of the hardest things for me as a kid was I experienced
Jamal.
Yeah.
If you're moving, we're getting a lot of wind on there. If you want to stand still in one place.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I experienced, say, a great deal of negative words that came from two people primarily that I kind of expected to be more nurturing and to be more positive.
Okay.
But I experienced the opposite of that.
Hmm. And that was at an early age?
It certainly was at an early age. And it was much harder to overcome those things on my own at an early age.
Yes.
And I recall thinking to myself of how much faster I would have overcome, you know, certain things that were pretty much taught to me as a child if I had a role model that was there to kind of help me.
Very
that.
Important. That's very important.
Forward.
To have someone that speaks positiveness into a young life, if you have someone who speaks the opposite, then they continue to beat you down and you don't get a chance to build yourself up. We also, you know, can do it for ourselves, but we need to hear reassurance from our outside of our rim. Our family members sometimes don't actually say good things to us. I knew a young fella, he always called his daughter darky or ugly. And it had a large impact on her adulthood, that she was always put down because of the color of her skin. So if she went to outside sources, such as church or, you know, maybe a neighbor's house or something, she got a chance to overcome that, because someone says, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, can I comb your hair? Oh, I want to take you here and there, you know, just kind of brush you up. But if you are getting these negative beat down words and low self-esteem issues right in your own home or in your immediate community or with some peers, you know, children can really affect how detrimental name calling and things like that can be. As we know, bullying is a big issue nowadays. The local TV station is doing a spotlight these next couple of days about bullying, going as far as looking at the social networking that is going on. There are some sites there that are not so popular with everyone else, but with young kids it is. And there was a young lady who committed suicide because the notes that she was getting, the bullying that she was getting online, was simply saying, are you still alive? You haven't killed yourself yet? Right. Oh, I can't stand you. You know, you're this and you're that. And that was something that just, I guess, ate her up, you know. So it is important when you have some good stroking about, you know, how to grow and how to be a person. Just, you know, it's just that simple. Now, there is a line in your book. First of all, I want to say well done on the job of this book with you and your brother. But the messages that the Coach Crossover gave, you know, it says, you know, that remember that no matter what obstacle or opponent, your success and failures is ultimately in your hands. So we do have to take some responsibility for what we do. You can make a mistake, you can beat yourself up, but it's different to get back and out there and do it again, you know, overcome that situation and so forth. Jamel, I wanted to just ask you a little bit about your background as far as your education, your experience in writing. Joe always talks about, you know, the prolific word that you write, you know, how well-rounded you are as far as a brother and a good person and so forth, how you were able to overcome some of those barriers. But talk a little bit about your background and your education for us.
Okay. Well, as far as college goes, I began college to teach music. And so I was in a music recording program.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an associate in that program, and then I transferred over to Robert Weston College, where I was going to teach percussion initially.
Mm-hmm.
But as I thought about it, I figured that there were much more job opportunities in the field of social work, and it was also right in line with, you know, a passion of mine that was kind of geared towards helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I changed majors, and I got my bachelor's in social work, and then I got a master's in social work.
Wow.
There is something interesting about that, because I think that it's great to be educated, but I also think it's great to follow your passion.
Absolutely.
And so I've continued to play music and to teach drums privately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would never downplay the field of social work. I think there's a great need for it, and I think that there are a lot of people that, you know, just as Shay did in the book, the main character, you need somebody to be there and to push you forward, but also never lose sight of your passions, whether it's music, writing, sport, whether it's in social work. Just keep that passion at the forefront, and I mean, always pursue what you love.
Great, well said. So let's talk about the goal of the book. Who is the age group that this is targeted for?
The age group is pretty vast. I'd say the age group is right about 6 to 25. Mm-hmm. And I say that because the main character, even though he starts out the book in the sixth grade, we wrote book one especially in a way that hopefully at least a parent can read it to a younger child, or the child can at least read parts of it and certainly grasp a certain message.
Okay. And so there are more of these books, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, Joe, tell us about the series.
Well, we have a total of 10. And initially, we was going to just write one. But Jamel, with his smart self, mm-hmm. He came up with a plan where we'd write a total of 10. And each book have a different meaning.
Okay, give us a little bit of the titles of some of the other books.
Well, I guess they all would probably fall up under the crossover. Is that correct, Jamel?
Yes. We have a few subtitles. Let me see. Book two at this point is just entitled Seventh Grade.
Okay.
Book three is entitled Summer Practice and the Lessons Learned.
Okay.
Book four we just have entitled Eighth Grade, and I don't have my flash drive in front of me, so I can't say exactly what books 5 through 10 are actually titled as,
uh-huh.
except for the blanket, the crossover that won the game title, and then we'll do some subtitles for those.
Okay. So who's going to read a little segment of this?
I'll read.
Okay. All right, Joe. Let's go.
Okay. The book starts off. Alrighty, children, as you all know, I'm Coach Crossover, and I coach 5th and 6th graders. I coach at Confidence Elementary for so many great reasons, the coach said with pride in his voice and a sparkle in his eyes. Sir, why is this school called Confidence Elementary, and did your parents name you Crossover, or did you name yourself that? Shay asked. Coach smiled at these questions. He remembered how naive, brutally honest, and pure little children were. His mind took a trip down memory lane when he was playing freshman basketball at St. Carmel College. There was 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It was the final game of the season, and he himself was handling the ball. Yes, he had the opportunity to be the star of the school. He turned his back to his defender while handling the ball with his right hand. This was his opportunity. Certainly, it could be his big moment. Many people were there to support him, but it was his dad he wanted to impress most of all. Crossover spun quickly to the right and switched the ball to his left hand. Back up, he said to his defender, as his defender put his left forearm to the right side of Coach Crossover's upper body. While using his right hand to push his defender's forearm off of his oblique, he heard his dad yelling from the bleachers, "Son, son, hey, son, do the famous CS we worked on." Crossover created space between him and his defender as he quickly stepped back and slightly to his left, switching the ball to his strong hand, his right hand. He smiled. He knew his dad abbreviated the word so no one would understand. Instantly, his defender lunged with his right leg and reached to steal the ball using his right hand. Crossover stared his defender straight in the eye, stepped outward to his right side, crouched slightly, and crossed the ball from his right to his left. "Hey, Coach, are you going to answer me?" Bringing Coach Crossover out of his daydream about his moment of fame. Gee whiz, how he wished the kid would have waited before he interrupted his daydream. "Yes, Crossover is really my last name. Well, just so you know, before any of my students depart from Confidence Elementary, they will have a beautiful crossover that will destroy any defendant. And the school is called Confidence Elementary because we aim to help our children to have confidence in themselves, not only while they're here, but long after they depart." "Thanks, Coach Crossover," little Shay said with excitement in his voice. "He wants a nice crossover like the great Iverson."
Wow. All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. And you're listening to Joseph and Jamel Ponder, the book authors of That Crossover That Won the Game. Yay! So confidence, huh? And crossover. That's really cool. I love that. Oh, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. And listening to Brother K on Educate and Liberate on Conversate in the AM. Get your lucky number at 8 and 10 a.m. Monday and Friday. Stay right there. Will Shea stay in the game? Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. My stolen team.
Yes, Roderick Perry and Pistol Pete. Now these players could never be Isaiah and Iceman too.
We go where you go. Download the new Talktainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go, and it's free. Download today. The world's greatest radio, radio, the way it should be heard.
TalktainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
I had to go a few days without hot water due to a natural gas leak in my home, and it started me to thinking about all the things many of us take for granted. It also brought to mind the millions of people in this world living without any running water. Forget about it being hot. So many people struggle to just survive every day, including some of our neighbors. And we complain about being inconvenienced when those things we take for granted are not available. I, for one, have decided to spend less energy complaining and more time and effort helping those lacking the things I take for granted. There are many agencies and organizations in need of assistance and donations to help others. For tips and resources on how to donate your time, money, or goods wisely to local, national, and international charities, visit the website CharityNavigator.org, your guide to intelligent giving.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
All right, you're listening to the great sounds of Kevin L. called Sold Out. That's the name of his CD. Being featured today here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the Children's Hour. I also have in the studio Mr. Joseph Ponder and his brother, via phone, Jamel Ponder. They are two talented brothers from Rochester, New York, who have put their heads together and made that crossover that won the game. An awesome book to give young people and old a chance to identify with some of the needed instilled self-esteem, perseverance, confidence that we lack when we're young and when we're old, for all that matters. So, Joseph, you want to read a little bit more of that crossover that won the game, which we found out that the coach's name is Crossover. Yeah. And he is teaching some skills and some basketball and some things to these students at Confidence High. Is that the
Confidence
name of it?
Elementary.
Confidence, yes. Elementary. Okay, proceed on.
Okay, this is 2 months later. Coach Crossover kept a sharp eye on Shea during practice. He was short but quick as lightning and had a quick release on his jump shot. But for some reason, he just couldn't perfect the crossover move. Every time he attempted the crossover, someone seemed to strip him from the ball. Shea would lower his eyes and hang his head down low. But Coach Crossover never let Shea be too hard on himself. Never give up, Shea. If you work hard enough, you will learn to do a crossover very well, Coach Crossover said. It was the night before the game. Shea went to Compton Elementary practice. Shay went to Compass Elementary to practice his crossover. I've made some good progress, but not enough, Shay thought. However, he remembered Coach Crossover's words, never give up. I'm very nervous. I do not know what will happen at tomorrow's game. I wish I had someone to talk to about my feelings. I really hope my crossover works tomorrow, but I just know if I can withstand my brother's word. I am so anxious, scared, and frustrated, but I know I have to be confident for the game tomorrow. Well, it's getting late. It's time to go home and get a good night's rest for tomorrow's game. Shay finished his internal dialogue.
So actually now we're at another game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shay, you want to chime in on this one?
Oh, in terms of what? I mean, I can chime in for sure, but...
It's game one. It's a fourth quarter of game one.
Oh. All right. Yeah. And so, as you've seen before, that he was still, like, trying to battle, you know, like, what he had, or the negativity that he had experienced. But also at the same time, he now had a positive bank of words to draw from the coach. And I don't want to ruin it for the readers, but I think it's important to buy this book. But basically, Shay plays a decent game, and he gets the chance to kind of be the one that the team has to count on. And I guess I'll just say that the results are not exactly what Shay wanted. But there's a great session at the end of the game where Coach Crossover really gives Shay some really pertinent words that will carry him throughout the other books. I'm sure we'll draw back from what Coach Crossover said to him after that game situation.
Wow. Very powerful stuff there. I love that.
Yes.
So, now does Coach Crossover have any children of his own?
He does not.
Okay. I'm probably sure a lot of the ball players at the elementary school thought about going home with the Coach Crossover, you know, because of his just the way he speaks, you know, how he pulls it out of you. And sometimes we don't have those, you know, father role models or uncles or whoever, stepdads that live with us that pull out, you know, some good wording for us. You know, it's the opposite. You know, you ain't amount to nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't no ball player. You know, go to your room. I don't want to hear anything else out of you. You know, just beat you down. So at least they're getting it from the coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think what you really like about this, Ms. Ferrer, and a lot more people, cause later on in the books, we talk about the positive effect of a role model and the father being present. Because in the latter books, the father come back around.
Okay.
And it really helps shape Shay even further.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. We did a show previously talking about, you know, fathers and daddies. You know, it's the difference between the two. And you know, it raised a little bit of a controversy for a few listeners.
Right.
Some people called in and things like that. But I think there's a difference between the two. But some people say, no, it's just the relationship that you have, whether you want to call him daddy or is he your father.
Hmm.
However you want to deal with it. But talk about the illustrator here in this book, please.
Actually, Jamel found him because, I mean, I might look people up, but Jamel, he really does the hiring. Jamel found him, so.
All right, Jamel, let's hear about the illustrator.
Okay. He's a guy whose name I won't mention.
Okay.
And that is based on his request. But basically, there were a lot of hours that went into this. And as a writer and I guess, kind of a bit of like a visionary. Actually sat with him for a lot of his artwork that mm-hmm. he did. Go back and forth and say, okay, the main character looks a little bit too old for this book. Can you change that? Okay, well, the main character kind of too many muscles in this part. Can you change that? And it was, I mean, it was quite the process, but we certainly worked alongside with us very well.
I love this, the page here where it shows everybody cheering in the section. At the game at the section on the bleachers, and you and the player there that's there, you get this look on your face.
Yeah,
he's got this look on his face like I'm about to dunk this.
Yes,
I'm about to go wild on this dude. He just don't know.
Yeah.
That's nice. Now tell us about the gentleman with the white T-shirt and the cut arms and everything. Is that the brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that is the older brother. We have gotten some slack about that picture saying, well, that might scare off young kids or whatnot. But the purpose for that picture being so scary was to say, you know, it's kind of a big deal when the person that you expect to love you looks like that. Like, that's kind of the view that you have of that person. And it could have even been a projection out of Shay's mind that he was that afraid of the brother and the words that he may have, you know, had to say prior to a game or following a game. And so that's the older brother that looked so mean because I guess in Shay's mind, he really was just that mean.
Wow.
But, you know, again, you have to read, you know, the stories outside of book one because there's a really nice turnaround in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good, very good. So, but we do want to say that some of the innuendos and different back talk and name calling that can be given to a younger sibling from an older one, they are hurtful and they do produce. Yes. You know, some strikes against your character, I would guess. And they put these in here, such as you always be a failure or you're just a loser and so forth, you know. Exactly. And I mentioned a few of those earlier. Those are hurtful words, and it does take quite a bit to overcome those. If you had, you know, a toss between hearing a few of those versus something positive every day, of course, the positive ones will outweigh, but you will always remember, you know, the ones that were still said to you. So that's important to know that in the later series of these 10 books written by Joseph and Jamel Ponder, that you will see a positive aspect of this book because the relationship between the older brother who does put the younger one down, it turns around and he, you know, of course, we won't give, you know, the total story, give it away, but it does turn to full circle and becomes something to celebrate. Is that
exactly?
Okay. Wonderful.
And also briefly, because I'm on a time limit here, but the other thing that I think parents should tell their children is that oftentimes if a person is teasing you intentionally, and this is this, you know, ongoing thing, oftentimes they see something in you that they envy and that they're jealous of.
That's right. It's time for our dictionary word today.
What does it say about the word you need? D I C T I O N A R Y.
All right. Our dictionary word for today is opponent.
I like it.
O-P-P-O-N-E-N-T. A person who is an ongoing opposing side of a game, a contest, or a controversy, or an adversary. That's someone who's on the opposite side of you. So today's dictionary word is opponent. And you don't want to offend your opponent You just want to shoot that hoop. Yes. Just get right by them and shoot that ball, okay? The dictionary word for today is opponent. And we'll have people on the opposite side of us in all walks of life.
Yes.
You'll have them on the other side of the table or on the other side of the bank teller. You know, when you go in and want to know if you could get a loan, they're on the other side. It seems like they hold all the power and everything on that side. And, you know, you're just someone begging and looking for a way to be accepted, you know. And when you go to a job interview,
right. There
is someone who's the opponent, and that person is on the other side of the desk. And when you're asking them for a job or being interviewed, you know, they're on the opposite side of the game. You want to be, you know, brought into that arena, right. You know, by applying for that job and going for an interview and so forth. And, you know, one of the bad things about being on the opponent side is rejection.
Exactly.
Rejection. Oh, Lord, we don't want you. You ain't our kind. You don't have enough experience, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Jamel, I know you have to go. And I thank you so much for taking time out today to tune in to the Children's Hour on Talktainment Radio. And we'll be listening to hear when you'll be coming back again.
Oh, great.
Any last words?
Well, I wanted to thank all of the listeners and hopefully future readers.
Yes.
And if you wanted me to, I can give my website now, or I believe that Joseph has my website as well. I can get it at the end.
Go ahead. Go ahead while you're there. Go ahead.
Okay. It's HTTP colon, and it's /... Jamel, Jamell, Ponder, Ponder, .wix, W-I-X,
.com.
Got it. / author and musician.
Author and musician. That's Jamel Ponder, .wix.com, / author and musician.
Well, it's /.
/. Okay. And how does people get a hold to the book, Joseph?
We're up under Cole Under Pressure Publishing.
Cole Under Pressure Publishing.
Yes.
Okay.
And a person can pre-order through there if they like.
All right. And about a couple other books that are in the makings well, right?
We have me and Jamel did A Bentley's Revenge, 8 Ounces of Water for 8 Hours of Magic, and The Crossover. And they're all being pushed for a movie right now.
Ooh, yes. Big time movie! Yes. Awesome. And you know what? That crossover that won the game, I can see that definitely as a movie. If they want to do, you know, space, Michael Jordan, Space Jam, right, and all the other ones, you know, it's really a crossover that won the game. We'll go for that. Talktainmentradio.com, the only demand radio. That's our address, and broadcast locally and worldly around the clock. Check us out on the blogs and podcasts. We go where you go. Download talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Faye's favorite coming up next on talktainmentradio.com. Hey!
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone. TalkTainment Radio, we go where you go.
Look out, automobiles, here we come. Now that's radio, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Hi, I'm Sheba with Panache Fitness, and I'm here with your Fit in a Minute tip. Today we're going to talk about the Fit Life food pounds. What are your 4 pounds made of? I don't know what you have for lunch today, but I had 18 apples. What do you think of that? Crazy, you say? Maybe not. But check this out. A typical fast food value meal has the same amount of calories as 18 apples. I've seen people eat 2 value meals during a football game, but I've never seen anyone eat a whole bag of apples. Research shows that most humans eat around 3 to 5 pounds of food per day. Indeed, as we approach 4 pounds of food each day, we're feeling pretty satisfied. Now, this can be 4 pounds of celery or 4 pounds of candy bars. Here's an example to think about. 200 calories of a honeydew melon is about 3/4 of the melon, while the same 200 calories of cheese is about the size of 5 small cubes or 1 snack candy bar. Many people struggle with body fat management and tend to fill up on foods that are energy dense and processed. This means stored energy for later. Translation, fatness. And remember, you only have 3 to 5 pounds of food to work with each day. So think about it. What are your 4 pounds made of? I'm Sheba Carfagna with your Fit in a Minute tip. Stay fit.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure, what is it?
I want to tell you about someone being cyberbullied.
What is cyberbully?
Cyberbully is when someone is being bullied over the internet and this person can't take it and is thinking about suicide.
Have you told someone?
No, I haven't told anyone but you. It's not my business, is it?
Yes, it is. Tibbet says it's okay to tell the proper authorities. You must tell.
You're right. It is okay to tell, and I might even be able to save her life.
Good, because if you don't tell, I will, because cyberbullying is abuse.
Thanks. I'm going to tell now.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Do you have any students or friends? And now it's time for Faye's Favorite! Yay! Do you have any students or friends or classmates who like to bully you or bother you all day, every day, while you're trying to do your schoolwork and stay focused on your tasks? Well, Joseph Ponder has written another book about little Susie and a typical day at school. It's entitled, I Have Schoolwork to Do. Let's hear it now. So she just says, I have schoolwork to do all the time, right?
She's very focused.
Okay.
Very focused.
Let us have it.
And it starts off, I'm the young girl that boys say I'm fine. They ask for my number, all requests I decline. I'm not conceited, I'm no better than you, but I'm an honest student. I have schoolwork to do. Little boy come back. Hey, little Sue, how do you do? Are you busy right now? May I speak with you? I'm sorry, Cass, but I'm late for class. I have a test I have to pass. Okay, little Sue, I'm watching you. You always busy with schoolwork to do. Little Sue smiled and shook her head. She can care less to what the boy has said. She passed the test. What an easy task. She grabbed her book bag, then departed class. Hey, 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 little Sue, don't you forget I'm watching you. I'm Cass, baby, and I like you, too. I'm tired of hearing you have schoolwork to do. Sue was really tired of the kid called Cass. She hated being followed from class to class. Please, Cass, I won't date you. I told you before, I have schoolwork to do. I'm asking you, Cass, go bother another. Don't make me yell for my big brother. Cass didn't care. He kept making passes. He followed little Sue to all her classes. Then the day came when Sue's brother, Joe Poole, made his presence known to Sue's school. All the kids had heard of Joe Poole. They were all shocked that he came to their school. Sue and her brother walked from class to class. Then at last, they found Cass. Joe Poole approached the big young child. He wanted no problem, just to talk a while. Young Cass stared at Sue's brother Joe Poole. Cass was but a child, yet no fool. Joe Poole spoke in a very calm manner, but Cass could see the hawk, not David Banner. The meeting went well, as Cass could tell, but one thing he learned, Little Sue would yell. Cass still liked Little Sue, yet he stayed away. His stalking days were through. So Little Sue kept studying hard. She only received A's on her report card. She was a pretty girl the boys came to, but she always told them, I have schoolwork to do. The end.
Man, you zipped through that. You zipped through that so fast. That's your writing. That's why. Okay, let's talk about this. There's a young lady who has a good head on her shoulder.
Yes.
And she is in school minding her own business. She's not conceited. She knows better. She's an honor student. And she loves doing her schoolwork. So any type of interruptions or, you know, any jive going on, she ain't having it, right? Yes, she's exactly. Got schoolwork to do.
Exactly.
But here comes this dude named Cass.
Cass. Yep.
And Cass wants to bother her. And he don't want to hear her say anymore, you got schoolwork to do. But he thinks she's cute and he likes her and he wants to spend some time with her. But he's also stalking her.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's stalking Little Sue. And she just shake her head and say, you know what? This boy, he's lost. You know, he just don't have it. I've got schoolwork to do and he should be doing his schoolwork too.
That's right.
And so after he just won't leave her alone, she tells her big brother about it.
Exactly.
And her big brother is known for his, you know, muscular physique,
right.
And he's known in the community. And if he has to come up to the school to check this little guy named Cass,
Yes. You
know, you're going to hear about it. So Cass is thinking, oh, man, she brought her brother up here. All I can see is the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
And this guy is going to tear me apart. So what happens after that?
Eventually, Cass gets the point. He leaves Little Sue alone. But the main thing is Sue stayed focused.
Yes.
No matter what happened, she stayed focused.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the story. And that's what I try to show young girls, you know, no matter what, stay focused. Stay into your schoolwork because it can really take you far in life.
Oh, man, you just said a mouthful. There are so many things out there. Well, first of all, people listening need to get this. Now, you told me a story a few days ago that, you know, you were, you had a visit by some local, you know, police officers or whatever, for whatever reason, you know, your car looked like it was broke down or light or whatever, but come to find out they checked him out and he was clean, but he told them that I'm a book author. Hey, I'm not out here doing causing trouble. I'm a good guy. And so he was able to present his books to the police officers. And now the chief wants copies and it's all blown up. But see, everybody ain't out to do things bad, you know?
Exactly.
So that was an awesome testimony that you had told me about. So how can our listeners get a hold of these books? This just the little small ones. Well, Jamel told us about the crossover that won the game. But just some of these just to... maybe stocking stuffers, you know,
right.
And so forth.
They can order that through Jamel's website.
Okay. All right. Which is his website again? It's on this one, I believe, his website. And we do want to make this a very good effort for everyone to pick up these books for these brothers. You know, they're extremely talented. They take the simplest issues about young people and,
right.
You know, put them into writing to learn. And, you know, the way the font and the drawings are in I Have Schoolwork to Do, I could read this over and over and over again, you know, to a whole class of girls or guys or whatever. And to order his book is jamelponder.wix.com /author
yes.
and musician. So you want to pick up some of these books. The outcome of this was that this girl was focused. And you're mentioning a very powerful statement there that young ladies, you know, the guys are going to want to talk to you.
Exactly.
Yes, you know, you got pretty hair and pretty eyes or whatever. And, you know, it's okay to be cordial to your schoolmates and so forth. You know, hey, how y'all doing? You know, and don't try to be a snob, but stay focused. You know, I just don't know how many kids drop out of school every year, you know, for perhaps, you know, teenage pregnancy or, you know, bullying, or they wanted to get away from that environment or that school. You know, stay focused. It's so easy to say that, yes. But as Joe mentioned, you know, it's going to be a reward later on in your life. It's so important to, you know, be a child when you're supposed to be a child, and then put childish things away. Once you are grown, you look back on the past and say, you know, I'm glad I handled it that way, or I'm glad that I was able to read, you know, a few of these books by these two young brothers who are inspired to do the right thing and put a word out there for our young people. It doesn't talk about race or creed or anything like that. This book is for everyone. And you have any thoughts about the issue that we're dealing with young men who are actually sagging with their pants and so forth? Joseph has written another poem. Is this a poem or is it an actual book?
It's a book.
Okay, it's going to be a book. Lots of times things start off in small areas of poetry and then expand into books. But let's hear now your poem that you've written.
Okay, this one is called Your Pants Were Sagging. This is really a big issue for people who don't see it. And it starts off, "Hello, everyone," the handsome kid said. "I'm the coolest in the school. I am the head. Look at my pants. I sagged them low. In the rain, the heat, and even in the snow. I sagged my pants. I sagged them low. If you want to hang out, sag. Let's go." The young man was handsome and very tall. He played all sports that used the ball. The guys and girls begged to be his friend, but if they didn't sag, he'd ostracize them. The young man sagged every day in school. He really thought sagging was cool. From the day school start, sagging was in his heart, but believe it or not, the kid was smart. He told everyone a doctor he would be, but sagging would hinder him. That he could not see. Then there was a young lady he was crazy about, but she hated sagging, so a relationship was out. He strode the halls, handsome and tall, sagging and joking, laughing and all. He lived for today. Tomorrow was too far. He just wanted to sag and buy a new car. He always heard about the presidents and scouts and other officials that had a lot of clout who visited the schools to see what the children were about. The young man that sagged, we'll call his name Blue. He could do anything he set his mind to do. But he wasn't prepared for this special day when the presidents and scouts walked his way. They approached one child who spoke from his heart. He was awarded a full scholarship for his smart. Child after child had a chance to express why they should receive scholarships, and they all passed the test. Handsome, tall Blue that loved to sag, he just knew he had a scholarship. It was in the bag. Then the presidents and scouts began to depart. This was something that broke Blue's heart. "Hey, hey," Blue began to call, "did you forget the best of all?" "No, I'm sorry," said President lagging. "We overlooked you. Your pants were sagging." The end.
Wow, we overlooked you because your pants were sagging. say to us what all that means to you.
In reality, a lot of times children be real smart, but we are really judged by our parents. And a lot of kids that sag, they miss out on some of the greatest opportunities in life because people look at you in a different way and they have no respect for you.
Yeah, take a listen to this wonderful piece of music here. It's called Talk to You by Kevin L. You never thought you'd be caught with your gospels on. You never thought that a good thing can last as long. You never thought you'd be bumping to a gospel song, but it's on. Wake up in the morning and you start your day. So much on your mind, ain't no time to pray. Gotta get that money, what the people say. Come on, oh, what's up with your DJ? Going off in your head, it says don't do that, do this instead. Some come to mind by what the preacher said. Nah, he said, she said, we ain't scared. Pick up the good book, ooh, look and say right there. All my sheep shall hear my voice. I heard the song go platinum, so you made your choice. Nominated when we made it, the greatest of all times. Brought light to the world, all turned to shine. Look who dropped the dime.
And this little light of mine, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Come on.
Who's instilling the values of life into the young men and women? We always need someone to talk to us, you know, to speak a word to us. Have you ever felt like giving up? Be encouraged and choose persistence. Ever felt like failure was most likely to occur? Choose determination and know that success comes in various shapes and sizes. We, the authors, Jamel and Joseph Ponder, have a burning desire to positively impact the lives of others. We believe that ultimately adults are a product of what they experience as children.
Yeah.
This is one of several reasons we have chosen to begin our journey with attempting to impact the lives of the younger population. The story of that crossover that won the game is what everyone should get. It just instills these wonderful values into young men and women through the game of basketball.
Yes.
But, you know, that's awesome that you guys came up with that. You know, and you said just one day, you know, it just came to Jamel and, he just.
One morning, I just thought of it early in the morning. I started writing. Then I thought about my brother. I really love Jamel. He's a great guy.
I love Jamel. And,
I'm glad I chose to partner up with him, and we put the crossover together. He brought so much to the table. I mean, he writes in a whole different style than me, but it comes together well. He's really a great guy, and I think anybody who read the crossover, you'd have to love it. It's a very nice story. All of them are.
Okay, now I want to find out from you, the crossover, is it a move or what? Because you did kind of give us like some distinct moves, like, you know, overlapping the hand with the ball and so forth.
It's like a Ivan Iverson move.
Oh, you know, Ivan Iverson. Yeah. All right. You're only on Demand Radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thank you, Jamel and Joseph Potter. Bless the children. The children are our blessing.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.